I'm kind of excited for today's episode because what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to lay out what is like a basically the foundation of a really cool business model that pretty much anybody with decent writing and communication skills could go do in their local area and probably build a nice little business out of it. Just based on creating regular content. And it comes out of a subscriber question. And this is a little bit long, so bear with me. This is from subscriber Evan. He says, "First off, awesome content, Roy. I look forward to diving into the email prompts course. By the way, if you want to check out my email copywriting prompts, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ECP. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ECP. That'll take you to information on that. It's a way to generate a ton of ideas for your email copywriting quickly. So, awesome content, Roy. What I'm wondering is this: how specifically does a small service-based business keep in touch with its customer base on a regular basis with useful content if the nature of their deliverable is a one-and-done type of thing? For instance, I had someone install screens in some of my windows. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, I know I won't be needing or buying any screens for at least a couple decades, if ever. So, how can a business like this keep in touch with their customers? Maybe the real question is, should a business like this make a concerted effort to keep in touch with its one-and-done customers? Here's the thing, I like this guy and he did a great job, but despite my satisfaction, I don't want to receive any emails even remotely related to screens. I don't see how he could send me anything relevant without straying too far from his core product service. In a business like his, referrals are extremely important. So I guess more attention should be focused on stimulating referrals as opposed to ongoing relationship nurturing outreach. In any case, I'd really value your take. What kind of ongoing relationship management makes sense for these types of businesses? I'm all ears. Thanks for the opportunity to pick your brain. Cheers, Evan." And I'll answer that after the intro to the show. But before we get there, quick reminder, if you have a question about marketing, copywriting, business building, selling, anything relevant to that, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's /ask after breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, and you can submit your question there to potentially have it answered on an upcoming episode. So let's get to the answer for Evan's question. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so here is the thing. Evan is thinking very product-centric in asking this question and in raising the challenge, the objection to doing this kind of relationship marketing. He's thinking very product-centric and not very customer-centric. And so what you need to think about is, there's some basic questions that you can ask. So who are your customers? Well, in probably, I don't know, maybe 80 to 90% of the case, it's homeowners. The other 10% of the case, it's landlords, but essentially they're homeowners too. Basically, the people that you're serving there are people who are caring for their home, right? So somebody doesn't buy window screens if they don't care about caring for their home. And what do those people need? What do those people need besides your core product or service? So I actually took a couple notes here just really quickly. Like, what are the relevant things that I care about as a homeowner? There's things like windows, doors, exterior, roof, solar, interior decorating, painting, lawn care, shoveling, things that I didn't even think about as I was taking that notes list, all the appliances, all the remodeling, all the any kind of regular maintenance that your home is going to need is going to be relevant to somebody who is a homeowner. And then you ask, who else in my local area is actually giving these things to them, right? So, like, who you sell window screens, okay, that's super limited. That's super limited, right? But there are people, the obvious number one, there are people who do new windows. So you replace somebody's screens, but you realize that one window is cracked. Well, do they want a new window? Do they need somebody who can give them a quote for new windows? Okay, so there's somebody else there. You are showing up to do the window screens, and you notice their paint is a little bit old, or their roof looks a little bit like it needs some care and maintenance, or anything, right? You have a whole slew of local suppliers in your area who serve those same people, who are also trying to get in front of those same people, just like if someone shows up and does a quote for windows and the person says, oh, whoa, I wasn't really looking to invest that much in new windows right now, but my screens are all messed up. Do you know anybody that does window screens? Well, you want that person to refer you, or, you know, whatever the context is, there are people who share the same customers who don't necessarily communicate with each other right now. And so the question is, like, how can I build relationships with those other people who serve the customer's needs and create a partnership in which we can work together to better serve the customer's needs and not just focus on our immediate sales? Because if all of us are working together to serve every customer and to help every homeowner have a better home, a more comfortable home, a home that maintains its value, that grows in value, if all of us are working together to help that homeowner with their goal of having a comfortable, beautiful, well-maintained home, then like we all win, right? And so the content model that I would look at, I look at something like this and I say, okay, maybe the person who does window screens is not the person to do this, right? But maybe you, Evan, are, or whoever else might be the one who is listening and saying, okay, this is interesting. Like, I happen to know people, I happen to know two separate people in two separate cities in the countertop business. And both of those people, it would be relevant for them to be involved with something like this. And they wouldn't necessarily have to be the one that did it, but there's all sorts of different opportunities there, right? Like I think a countertop, like randomly, I'm thinking about homeowners, so these countertop people come to mind, right? And so is there somebody, whether that person is a marketer, a copywriter, whatever, or somebody who is in this business who wants to do this on the side to maybe make their business more robust and not as reliant on the individual, like actual home improvement projects, who is that person who wants to spearhead this initiative? And then you do something like, you know, I just came up with this based on, you know, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I came up with this title for it, the Lincoln, Nebraska Homeowners Newsletter. It's not that fancy, right? Like, but it communicates clearly what this is. The Lincoln, Nebraska Homeowners Newsletter, : local advice on home care and improvement. Local advice on home care and improvement. So you're getting the advice of those of the local experts, the people who you could pick up the phone and call if you needed something, right? You're getting that local advice on everything that you need to take care of your home. And so there's all sorts of seasonal things. Recently, we just had our first freeze, our first deep freeze. And so it's very helpful, and I know this from personal experience and mistakes, to make sure that you remove your hoses before you first freeze, because if you don't, the valve to turn on the water for the hose that goes inside the house will fill up with ice, the metal will crack, and you'll have water gushing into your basement that you don't want, and you're going to have to redo your entire basement floor. Yeah, that happened. So you have to make sure that you remove your hoses. And so one particular piece of content that could go out in Nebraska, I actually set a calendar reminder for myself because I don't want to do that again. The one particular piece of advice, piece of content that could go out is things to do before the first freeze in your home, like how to winterize your home. And October 1st, or October, you know, whatever it is, like, hey, it's going to start freezing soon. Here's what you need to do before that happens. And there is a column of advice on that with advice from the different people who would be relevant to that. So you may want to talk to your heating and air person, your HVAC person. You may want to talk to plumber, whoever you need to talk to, right? Like whatever the thing that you need to do to winterize your home, that's going to be a topic that you're going to cover then. And it could even include like helpful little checklists, et cetera. And also there can be opportunities like how a new roof impacts the value of your home. And that's going to be connected to a local roofer, right? And so there's ample opportunity for content that you can just continually insert into this. And it honestly, like suddenly this person who you don't want to hear from on a regular basis, the person who does screens, if they are a person who is happy creating content and are happy regularly spending like an afternoon a week creating content, this person could put out a weekly email and the people who get it are going to be thankful for it because it's going to have consistent reminders for that. And all sorts of things like random synapse firing insurance, home insurance agents, right? Like that person could be incredibly valuable to add to this. Why homeowners insurance is so important for protecting the value of your home. Or, you know, protecting your investment in your home. So whose advice can you feature? Whose offers can you feature? And then importantly, if you're the person creating this content and it may not be the screen guy may just feed his customers into this business, right? Along with all these other people, the lawn care, the shoveling, the painting, the interior decorating, anybody who's a partner in this is going to feed their customer contact information into this. Like, hey, by the way, for example, you could have a welcome offer, right? And this welcome offer could be current best deals on like every service provider in this list. So, you know, exterior maintenance, interior maintenance, appliances, like all these things, right? Current best offers from all of these people could be in the welcome package. And so I have this guy come out and he does screens, and the guy says, hey, you know, there's no obligation with any of this, but if you're willing to sign up for the Lincoln, Nebraska homeowners newsletter, which is just a weekly email newsletter that gives you all sorts of local advice on home care and improvement specific to Lincoln, Nebraska homeowners, I would like to give you a special welcome package for that that includes discounts and free estimate opportunities or like free consultation opportunities with a whole bunch of local service providers who could be of help in caring for and improving your home. Would you like all those deals? All that I have to do is take down your email address. And then you have a permission-based opt-in of this person who, or even it could be like a pocket directory of Lincoln, Nebraska's best home care and improvement companies, right? Like something like that that is especially valuable to that person, to the customer that everybody shares and serves together, right? And so you give that to them in exchange for permission for going on and being able to contact them on a regular basis. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time. And again, this could be run by that local business, or it could be run by a copywriter or a marketing agency, or, you know, somebody connected with a local print shop. If it's a print newsletter, you can finance it, of course, through paid advertising. You could offer credits earned towards paid advertising and feature stories based on subscribers added. So if like one business is particularly like, if one business consistently adds subscribers, they could earn credits for paid advertising on a much more consistent basis or some kind of feature story, et cetera. You could also do it where if you're the person who is the publisher, you actually have a JV relationship for referrals. So if they, let's say, use a particular exclusive coupon or offer with this business when they sign up, then you get some kind of revenue in exchange for giving them the customer. And so like there's ample opportunity in this, but you have to think beyond this simple, like, how can I sell more of my products, into this idea of how can I serve my customers better? Like, who are my customers? What do they need? And how can I serve them better? And then you have this constant relationship building tool that also aligns you with a bunch of trusted service providers in your area. So this is something like I love, you know, cranking the marketing gears on this and thinking about things like this. This is not necessarily a business model that I'm going to go out and implement tomorrow just because it's not within my priorities. But hey, if you want to connect with local businesses and do something like this, and it doesn't have to be homeowners, it could be all sorts of different, like all sorts of different products that are specific to one particular group of customers. So, you know, who knows exactly what that is? Homeowners is really obvious because it's something that there's, you know, everybody needs a home to live in, right? But there's all sorts of opportunity there. Okay. So that's what I have for you. If you do take this and run with it and create some awesome business out of it, you know, buy me a drink. Next time you see me, buy me coffee, whatever. But let me know. I want to hear your success story. And with that, let's wrap up. So first things first, I would recommend if you do have a question like this that you'd like to have answered, that you'd like to have my perspective on, again, breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The links are in the description when I say them. So there's the email copywriting prompts, there's the ask me a question. One other thing that you might actually consider, by the way, Evan, the whole thought about getting referrals. Yeah, that's a great marketing strategy for a business like this too, but it doesn't exclude them from being able to do some kind of ongoing content like this. And specific to how can I create the most value for my customers and how can I maximize the value that I get from my customers, I actually have a training that I don't talk about a lot, but it could be one of the most valuable trainings that anybody could go through in my BTMS Insiders training catalog called The Most Valuable Customer Strategy. I'll also include a link to that in the description. BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low fee and you get access to everything immediately. So you can check that out in your first month of membership. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you doing? What are you going to do as a result of this? What new ideas did it inspire in you? You can also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly on social media, whatever. And subscribe. Subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode notifications and more exclusive content. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.